shot Shalom. I want to
do Shalom. Right? So let's do a Waterbury one.
No.
Like what?
Ready?
Oh, there it is.
It's all good, Lara.
Are you so happy right now?
I don't know.
I'm out of it.
Good.
Momo, you ready? Aleinu l'shavia.
Thank you. searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom. So I intend to sing them songs to spark memories. What is a man? We know history. Where am I? Who am I? What is this place? We're just spinning in space. I will be like, yeah, yo, yo. About you, but what do you do? Who do you love? Besides you, besides you. Many died in the name of vanity. Many died in the minds for justice. And we die for you, and still do. It ain't nothing new, so I say to you, I will be like, oh, 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 oh.
Oh,
Thank you, Shalom. Thank you, Shalom. Thank you, Shalom. Thank you, Avi. Avi Friedler, thank you. Thank you, Shua Hajaj. Thank you. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Oy. My oy is that there's so much to say, and there's so much that I want to talk about, and it's so nice to be inspired and to open up our hearts. Psach libi b'sarasecha, you know, just to remind ourselves that Rachmana liba boy, that Hashem wants us. He wants our heart. He wants our emotion. Not to mean, oh, so I don't have emotion, so I'm not giving that to Hashem. That's not my point. My point is like, oh, I better learn to get my emotion so I could, because that's what Hashem wants. No, it's much deeper than that. Hashem loves us so much, and He wants to connect to us. If you see in the Slichas, it's hard. Slichas gets a very bad rap, and Slichas is hard. If you read some of the words in Slichas, especially at the end, you know, one of the words that... Actually, you know what? I want to read it to everyone. You mind getting me the art scroll? Even by my... It's in my shtender. If someone has an art scroll, Slichas, I just want to read one thing that is so powerful for me. That's so powerful to remember how Hashem really just wants to be close with us. And Hashem craves our connection. He craves, I think, first of all, I just want to give a thank you to Tzvi Singer. Yeah. Tzvi Singer. Yeah. For inspiring the Torah today that I'll try and give over. But one of the things that in Slichas that it says that is so powerful is that it says, Mache umase meimis umachaye. God is talking about Hashem at the end of the Slichas that we say, that we daven. It says, Hashem, you are the one who wounds. W-O-U-N-D-S. Hashem, you wound, and you're the one who heals. And we all need healing. And we all pray for healing. We all pray for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Bar Avram Ben Julia. We all pray for the hostages, but we pray also for our own healing. And it's important to remember that the tefillah says that Hashem, you wound. You're the one who wounds. Hashem knows what's going on. Hashem knows our pain. Hashem is the one who gave you your pain. Hashem is the one who gave you your confusion. Hashem is the one who gave you your tivus. Hashem is the one who gave you everything that He gave you. And it's so important for us to remember, especially now, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, Erev Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah is really, really about getting a deeper relationship with Hashem. To really, really, you know, people think that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's like, I hope I have a good year, I don't hope, I hope I this, I am I going to get punished? Like, we lose the whole, it's like, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, guys, when you have so much trauma from school or from your parents, and like anytime an adult came to you or someone with a beard came to you to talk to you, it meant, you know, like you're in trouble, or, you know, the religion and hell and you're bad and this is good. So what happens is like we forget that there's a person, I'm a person, and Hashem is the one who created me. And Hashem made me a person. And Hashem wants all He wants. Listen to this. I saw this. Someone sent this to me. One second. I saw this today. It's so powerful. From Reb Joey Rosenfeld sent this. Listen to this. A therapist once came to a big tzaddik, to Reb Soloveitchik. I don't know if so many people are filled with Rabbi Yashaber Soloveitchik, was one of the leading tzaddikim of the previous generation. And he said that while he loved the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah, he loved all the things about Rosh Hashanah, right? A big therapist, this is back in the day. He didn't think it was right that we still ask Hashem to instill fear, His fear within us. We have enough anxiety. We have enough fear.
What do I need to start saying? Blow the chauffeur. Wake up. Wake up. It's Elul. I got enough problems. You're going to now bring me that Hashem, what Hashem wants me, what I should do. Okay, we'll have a no mic Monday for should. We'll explain what should, what the benefits. There are not that many benefits of using the word should. But I should, what I should do, and this is what I should do, and this is who I should be. What do I need that for? My life is confusing as it is. Now I got to, you got to strengthen this and strengthen that. Leave me alone. I'm tired. I don't even know what's going on. So the Rav responded that the therapist was not understanding the point. Fear of heaven, and I'm going to add more to this, is not an added concern. It's the frame through which all other concerns begin to fall away. When one directs their concern over the care of Hashem, and when one cultivates a general sense of awe and meaning, all other fears begin to fall away, covered over with faith. What does that mean? And this brings me to the Gra. It brings me to the Gra that we've spoken about, but I really want to, I just learned a piece with Tzvi in Rav Nachman, in Sichas Haran, which brought me to the Gra. Now, I love when that happens. Why do I love when I learn a piece in Rav Nachman and Sichas Haran and it brings me to a Gra? Because the reason I love that is because the tzaddikim, we're so blessed that we have the tzaddikim who are such a light to each and every one of us, and they can teach us how I'm supposed to live my life. And the tzaddik tells us, the Vilna Gaon tells us, all averis, I've said this before, if there's one thing we could come into Rosh Hashanah doing is saying, I have no more averis, and I'm clean, and I'm free, and I'm clear. He says it all comes from lo sachmod. He says it all comes. The Gra says this. We've read this before, but I just want to, this is so powerful. It all comes from my lack of relationship with Hashem. It all comes from the fact that I got to bring Hashem, I got to learn to bring Hashem more inside of my life. I have to learn. I don't mean, when I say I have to learn, I'm not saying that from a derech musar. I hope I'm not giving it over like that. I'm not saying, you have to learn. Ari, how do I say it better? It's not you have to learn.
You get to learn.
I want to learn. I want to learn how Hashem could be more part of my emotions, of my thinking, of my, not that Hashem, I better be good. It's letting go. One of the hardest things in the world is letting go, not controlling everything. Stopping to control what tomorrow is going to be. Stopping to control what this person, how many of us suffer from what they're thinking, what other people are thinking. That's such a normal, typical, regular, appropriate thing to think about, is that how other people, I think Yehuda Lehrfeld said last night before, and I loved it, before he sat down to play so beautifully, you know, he's like, you know, he's thinking of his voice being raspy, whatever. He says, I don't care. Not in a negative way. We wish we could just throw off the shackles of what everybody thinks. What everybody thinks of me. What everyone thinks of me, and develop that relationship. And you know what? I know this might sound, I'm almost afraid to say it because I guess I have to work on this also. It's almost like how Hashem thinks of me. Like, am I a good boy? Am I not a good boy? I just want to live a beautiful life. I want to live a happy life. And Hashem wants me to live a happy life. Hashem wants me to learn how to let go and learn how to let go and learn how to be able to really focus on myself and build myself. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what Elul is about. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, like we've been speaking, is all about getting to know yourself, getting to learn yourself, getting to understand. I want to say three nakudas, and I really want to hear from everyone, for real. I just want to say three nakudas, and then I want to hear from everybody. I didn't like delve into this so much to know if it's exactly these three points. I want to share. There's a guy who works very hard, but he's not so in touch with himself. I only appreciate and know what it means to work hard, but but it's not me doing the hard work. Then you have a guy, right? And that guy can struggle with, I'm a hard worker, but now I don't know what to do because I'm learning to be me. Number two is the guy who just does nothing. Now, he's not doing nothing because he's chilled out. He's actually probably more tense than anybody in the world. The guy who does nothing, and there's zero judgment on anyone. The guy who is doing nothing is challenged because he actually is too afraid to like deal with his stuff. So he's like frozen in time, and he's like, uh-oh, I'm frozen. And then there's the middle guy. The middle guy, and I really want to talk it out with everybody here. Then there's the middle guy. The middle guy is someone who is sort of caught in between. He's doing, he's analyzing, but he's not quite there yet. He's not quite there yet. He's doing, he's analyzing, and that I think is an important spot to be in, where you are functioning. At the same time, you're asking yourself, are these the things, right? One of my favorite lines is, are you doing things right, or are you doing the right things? It's not just a play on words. Am I doing things right, or am I doing the right things? Which means some guy could sit and say, learning's not for me, but he never learned Sichas Aran. He never learned Rav Nachman. And wow, this is Torah? Then you could have another guy who learns Ian, and he loves Ian. And then he moves and finishes the Masechta and says, wow, I actually feel good about myself. Learning Ian is hard for me because I never felt like I accomplished. And it could be vice versa. A guy could finish Masechtas and be like, but I never really thought about it. And then he does a little Ian. He speaks to Yisrael Winter and learning. You speak to Yisrael Winter and learning. And I don't say that lightly. I would hire Yisrael. Yisrael's going to come over to me afterwards. I'd hire Yisrael, right? Why am I saying that? Anyone who ever struggles with enjoyment of a tesis, of learning to think, speak to Yisrael. You'll see what it is to really enjoy geschmack. So maybe no one ever experienced that. Yehuda, I just gave you a beautiful shout out because I love you very much and you're awesome. Yeah. Yehuda Lehrer. New Yisrael, am I right? So what I think is helpful to do, and I really want to hear because we're all in this together. When I say that, I say there are two very special people here who've been in this yeshiva for many, many, many years. They're not here now, but they're here. They're with us. They've been on a long journey together with me, with the yeshiva. Yaakov Deitch is here, and David Reiser. And I love when guys come and they look like that, because everyone's like, oh, who are these like from the Shtar Kolel guys and like whatever, which is true. But what I love about it is that they're here and they've been here, and one of the beauties of a journey is you get to realize that part of everything we're doing is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. I think that's what the Gra is saying. I think the Gra is saying, not to be so cheesy about it, but maybe we need to learn, myself included. Maybe we need to learn that I'm actually good exactly where I am. I'm so good exactly where I am. And Hashem wants me to be exactly where I am. And Hashem actually wants me not to be confused, but He wants me to be exactly where I am. And maybe I'm confused. But maybe most of the confusion is the fact that I'm confused. That's what bothers me. Maybe I'm just bothered that I'm confused. Instead of realizing that maybe I'm that middle guy. Maybe I'm that middle guy. Maybe I'm a guy who's learning, who's trying to figure it out. Maybe I'm a guy You know, he's a relative of mine, so it's hard for me to give a shout out, but I was watching him today. My nephew is here, Shlomo Wittenberg. Yeah! I'm giving you a shout out, Shlomo. The reason I'm giving Shlomo a shout out is because you inspire me because you came to yeshiva and you're young. We're all young. You came and you're always doing something. You're always running in the Beis Medrash, running here, doing here. You're here to do. And I really give a lot of respect for someone who's doing and doing and doing. I really respect that very much. And again, not to someone who's not doing, but it's important for us to, and I really want to open it up to everybody here. I don't know if I'm being so clear, but I think the nekuda that I want to just to chazer over, the nekuda that I'm saying is that to realize that Hashem, not only is Hashem with me, Hashem is the one who created me who I am right now. He gave me everything that I, so if I'm angry, and I have an issue or I have something that's going on, that is directly from Hashem. And my patience of learning to wait for Hashem, when I fill up that space of fear with Hashem, when I fill it up with Hashem, I want to, guys, help me talk it out like this.
No God.
It's not, right, no God, no fear, right? No fear, no God. No K-N-O-W, fear, no God. Meaning Hashem wants to relieve us from our pain and suffering. He made me suffer. I don't know why he made me suffer. He made you suffer. He might make you suffer now. He gave you whatever he gave you. At the same time, he wants in on it somehow. He wants. Okay, I'm sending it out to everybody here. Please, questions, comments, please. I want to get this more clear. Yeah, Zach, and then Betsy.
So Rebbe was saying it's important to know, like, you're good where you are now. I think that's, like, the first step. But it's also to know, like, the way you're growing is also good now. Like, it's very easy to be like, should I be growing in this thing or that thing? Like, which comes first? Like, I think that's also true. Like, whatever you're doing towards your growth is also good.
Right.
But I also think the first thing definitely comes first.
Right, so I think, Zach, so thank you for bringing it out. I think that, thank you, Zach, yes. I think what Zach is saying is so important. I think the first step is to somehow, it's not like, okay, now I'm good. So we all spoke in shiur that I'm all good, so I'm going to walk out and go to dinner, I'm going to feel I'm all good. No, I might need to learn that I'm all good. I might need to do that. At the same time, and this is very important, I need to learn what I'm doing. What are the actions that I'm doing? What are the actions that I'm doing? Is that helping towards my doing well? Is that helping towards my mission of what it is that I'm doing? Is that adding up together? Am I living what I know that I want to live? Am I thinking? Is it my thinking that's my problem? Is my emotions my problem? Where is Hashem not in my life? Where am I having trouble bringing Hashem in my life? To ask that question, because the second Hashem is in your life, because people think Hashem is in my life means I daven a longer Shemen Esrei. That's not what it means. People think Hashem is more in my life, it means I now wear a different color shirt. That's not what it means. Halavai would be that easy, because then we'd just all buy shirts and put them on. As Rabbi Freifeld said, what's a raya that payas and a beard don't really mean anything because you don't have to do anything and they grow. So anything that you don't have to do, how meaningful could it be? Now that doesn't mean that hanging, watch, looking at the tzitkus of Avremel, of his payas. But to be honest, Avremel. Yeah. Right. My inspiration of Avremel has nothing to do. Okay, it's a good icing on the cake. It's a cherry on top. The fact that you're a Heilig Yid, but I know Avremel from the heart. We work together. We work. That's the godless. So when we look at ourselves, it's like a similar thing. Like, how do I bring Hashem more in? Reuven Yonah, how do I bring Hashem more in? Do you guys understand? I don't know if I even understand what I'm saying. What I mean by that is that I want to bring Hashem. I'm with everybody I could be facing. I'm in the crowd with everybody. I'm the same thing. I'm trying to bring Hashem more in my life. I want Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What do I want this year to be for me? I want this year for all of us to be what? That I know that Hashem, Elokirvas Elokim Li Tov. Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. If you have God, you have everything. You have Hashem. I'm not selling Hashem to anybody here. I'm not selling Hashem. I'm selling yourself. I'm selling you. I'm not even selling anything, to be honest. I'm just sharing. I'm not even selling anything. I'm just sharing that we're all so beautiful sitting together, listening to Nagunim, and it's hard. And if you suffer from something, so say, Hashem, why did you make me suffer? Hashem, could you imagine the hostage, Bar Avram and Julia? Could you imagine what the hostages are thinking? Imagine, why are you making me suffer? Ask that question. Why are you making me have such problems? Why can't I love, run to learning Torah? Why can't, that's emunah. That's the greatest emunah. Like we spoke yesterday. Yes, your therapist can help you. Yes, your therapist can help you. But Hashem can help you even more. Yes, this environment can help you. But Hashem is like he just wants, it's not so much what he wants, it's he wants it for us. It's not that Hashem wants it so he could be happy. It's like Hashem is like, okay, I want the way to do it is bring me more in. David? Good, yes, David. Another, tzaddik, David wins.
Whatever struggle, right?
Yeah.
So you have that question.
Right.
But then where do you go from there? You're like, okay, Hashem.
You don't have to go anywhere. It's on him. Okay. If I ask somebody a question, okay, I'm just throwing out. Right? If someone goes like this to me, I say, why'd you do that?
You want an answer.
I want an answer.
Shut up, Amoringo. Right?
I want an answer. What?
It's very hard often to see that answer. You're like,
tell that to the person who you're not seeing the answer to. Person. Yeah, David's saying exactly what we do, myself included. Okay, Hashem, I need your help. Okay, now what do I got to do? I don't know. I'm not the one who put me in this situation. Letting go, that's part of the letting go. Myself, so included. Part of the letting go is, maybe let me actually just let go. What's the scariest thing to do? Not to let go. What's scarier? What, anyone who's done, you know, like a bungee jumping a skydiving, any of that? A cliff jump. Anyone who's done something, or I'll keep it very basic. The pool is very cold, and you don't want to jump in. And then you just like, what's the moment? What's the hardest moment?
Jump.
Right before. Right before. Once you jump, you're good. You already did it. Once you jump, you're chill. You're good. You're like, that's it. I did it. It's that second before is H-E-L-L. And I want to say something. A person can live his whole life. That sound way too like mussery like that. A person can live a lot of times. He could live a lot of times in that moment of I'm too afraid to just let go. I want to let go. Let go. Someone's got to make a song. I need a new song. I know there actually is that song, Letting Go. There is, Letting Go. Beautiful song with that guitar. Let her go. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great song.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
Let her go. See, I like that song. I was like, no, I do. There you go. Yeah.